At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We need to talk about what it means to be the real home run king. And before you think I'm getting ready to sit up here and diminish Barry Bonds, Roger Maris, or Aaron Judge, just take a seat and just listen up. There is no way to diminish those guys. I'm here to diminish the idea of diminishing those guys. Now, when we call somebody a king, why do we completely ignore the way monarchies actually work? Because when somebody is a monarch, they're the monarch of their era. Queen Elizabeth II was the Queen of England and the longest tenured British monarch of all time. And King Charles took over the crown, but that doesn't mean that she didn't have her reign. And nobody is sitting there wasting any energy talking about there's an asterisk next to it because she's a constitutional monarch instead of an absolute monarch. She's just a product of her era, but she still wore the crown. And the details of her rule is actually what makes her rule interesting. And that brings me back to baseball. Part of the beauty of baseball is recognition of variances between the different eras. There's the dead ball era, the live ball era, the integration era, the expansion era, the free agency era, and the steroid era are all footnotes and context that provide for the players that earn those crowns in that era. Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in a season. The context is that it happened in a 54-game season, and he did it without having to face one single black pitcher. There are no asterisks. Those are just the details. Roger Maris hit 61 home runs in his 161st game of the season in 1961, and that was the first season that the AL actually played 162 games. And through 154 games, Maris had 58 home runs. And not even to mention Mickey Mantle's entire body fell apart in September of that season. And he had 54 home runs himself, leaving Roger Maris to chase the record alone. There are no asterisks. There are just the details. And Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run this week to pass Roger Maris for all time in the AL for that crown. And two of the home runs he hit this season would only be considered home runs in one park in the entire major leagues. An advantage provided by playing in Yankee Stadium with its short right field. There are no asterisks. There are just the details. And Barry Bonds, he carried three MVPs and three on-base percentage titles before he even got into the steroid era. He passed Ruth and Roger Maris to become the single-season home run king in the 135th game of the 2001 season. He did it all while leading the major leagues in walks. He did it against pitchers that had access to every single chemical resource that every single player in that era did. And he did it in a season where Phil Nevin, Luis Gonzalez, Sean Green, Todd Helton, and Jim Tomei all interestingly posted their best ever home run seasons. And pitchers were out there doing the same exact thing. Now for Barry Bonds, there should be no asterisks. There should just be actual and factual context surrounding Bonds' place at the home as the home run king, not only of his era, but of the NL and of Major League Baseball. The only thing left to legitimize not only Barry Bonds, but the era in which Barry Bonds played is his inclusion into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And that is during an era that the home run chases actually saved baseball from the disinterest that was brought on by a work stoppage, but also the path forward to figure out how that they should adjudicate things because they had no performance enhancing drugs policy in place. Baseball benefited from it, and then it tried to turn its back on its most valuable players who helped save the game. Now, that's the same Hall of Fame that didn't put Barry Bonds in, that included Bud Selig in 2017, despite him being in charge of baseball during the steroid era and during that work stoppage that many people think that necessitated the entire steroid era. The same Hall of Fame that has no problem carrying names of notorious assholes and attempted murderer Ty Cobb. The same Hall of Fame that carries the legacies of Gaylord Perry and his 300 Vaseline-aided wins and 3,500 spit-enhanced strikeouts. And guys like Cap Anson, notorious racist who kept the game from being integrated. I'm not advocating that anybody get kicked out of the Hall of Fame because it is for what you do on the field in that era. And I'm simply asking baseball to recognize its royalty with respect to the details and the context of their eras. And they've done it in every single era but the one Barry Bonds reigned over. Now, baseball's greatest shame isn't the steroid era. Baseball's greatest shame has always been the exclusion of its monarchs, starting with the monarchs out of Kansas City of the Negro Leagues, and now the refusal to recognize the true home run king, Barry Bonds. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.